Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone had a nice lunch and enjoyed the presentations at the Tech Showcase. We have four sessions here in this room this afternoon, and the first one will be kicking off momentarily. It is my pleasure to introduce from Samsung Electronics and their UX design team, Sok Hee Na.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sok Hee Na from Samsung Electronics. It's very nervous because of my poor English, but don't worry about the content. The content is not poor. Poor is only my English. This presentation, I will explain about design pattern, design guideline, and user experience. My presentation have four chapter and one information, design principle, UI overview, style, and basic interactions. And I give some information about design library and author library. All the presentations are based on the UX design guidelines published in Tizen.org site. It's already released in, but because it released yesterday, I have no time to update this slide, but inside there will be some guide now. So my presentations are based on the design guide released in Tizen.org site. First I'll explain about design principle of Tizen UX. We made three keywords like context-driven, focused, and tailored. For context-driven design, we recommend the main information is visible and accessible. For focused design, major functions should be shown on the top. And tailored design, optimized for individual taste. For context-driven UX design, we recommend to make primary content stand out. Composite contents, important information stand out. Highlight primary content by applying different font size, color, and change the layout. To provide context-driven UX, we recommend to provide prevision on information according to importance. Offer information based on this degree of importance. For example, deliver simple message such as delete should be shown on the status bar to avoid interruption the users. And for context-driven UX, we also recommend to bring essential information to the front. Press essential information like a photo, name, phone number, post screen, and the other information like LinkedIn and birthday information in the scroll down to see additional information. For context-driven UX, we recommend to create a fun experience. It's example of that, and this is a GUI screen of a Tizen store to make access content enjoyable. Creative, unique layout and fun interactive graphics adds pleasure to the user experience. I explained about the context-driven UX, and next I'll talk about focused UX. For focused UX, we recommend to display major functions on the first screen and the others in raw screen. The most used function must be quickly and easily accessible, so we recommend to use it in the first screen. And less used function can be included behind the more button, even if there is enough space in the footer. I will explain more detail in next slide. Next chapter. very nervous. Yeah. For focused UX, we recommend to always display essential information and the rest by request, as I explained. For that, we should refine the essential function and content. Differentiate between the essential information already displayed and additional information is spread by user request. And for focused ESU, we recommend to minimize user effort. This is an example of that. To minimize user input and operational promoting user access to major functions. So when you click the create button, the focus automatically moves to the name field and virtual keyboard shows you all automatically. Yeah. For tailored UX, we recommend provide the user satisfaction via customization. For that, support customization based on the individual taste of the users. And to provide tailored UX, we recommend to understand the individual patterns. Understanding the behavior patterns of the user helps you offer a more personalized experience. For example, the user can easily find the application or content if the most frequently or recently used applications are easily accessible. And we also recommend to use customization to improve usability. It's a similar with universal design concept. So support customization that improves not only aesthetics, but also usability. And we recommend to make recommendation based on the user history. You can understand the recommended contents the user may want, providing recommendation, priorities, and history helps the user perform tasks more conveniently and efficiently. So I explained about UX design principle, context-driven design, and focused design, and tailored design. Based on that, I'll explain about basic interaction of Tizen UX. This is the basic screen of Tizen SDK 2.1 and emulator. Here's the lock screen. It's the home screen. It's a basic application screen, example of basic application screens. In lock screen, we provide a profile text here. User can set in this text any they want. So it can be their name, user's name, or it can be the memo, like reading it is jam 2 o'clock, like that. And this is a notification area, and this is a time and date area. This is a unlock area. To unlock, drag along the dots. When unlock the last screen, home screen will be shown out. And home screen looks like this. And this is the basic application screens. We recommend to provide the home key. So it's the explain about home key actions. In anywhere, user tap the home key, it should be go to home screens. And if we tap and hold the home screen, multitasking window shows up. And this is the background running applications. And this is the basic application screens. Basic application screens have three parts, header, body, and footer. And we don't have the border with a header, body, and footer. And in footer, there is a three part, backend cancel key, main function key, and more key. And to give connectivity information and clock and better information, we provide status bar in top of the screens. We call it a status bar. And when we click down the status bar, notification tray will be shown on. A notification tray, looks like this. And this is our basic structure of Tizen UX. And next chapter, I'll explain about the style of Tizen UX, like resolution, orientation, theme, icons, colors, typography, touch feedback, and terminology. For resolutions, in SDK 2.1, we provide two resolutions, WVJ and HD, and we also provide landscape mode too. And for theme, Tizen offers two themes, light theme and dark theme. And main theme is light theme, and we recommend to use dark theme when you need. And when usual focus on content like a video player, we recommend to use dark theme. The other case, we mainly use light theme. And this is our icons. Main icons represent the applications, and it should have a circle shape. This is setting icons, email icons, dictionary icons, my files icons. You can download the preset icons in Tizen.org too. And this is the main color of the Tizen UX. The main color theme, as I explained, is ivory tone that gives comforting impressions. And we also provide 10 winset colors, looks like this. Of course, you can use any color you want, but if you give a harmonized feeling with the SDK and harmonized with the native application, we recommend to use these 10 colors. And we also provide tones called Tizen Sans with regular weight or with bold or medium weight. When we use text, we use the black color with the regular weight in main text, and gray color with the bold weight in subtext. You can download Tizen Sans from Tizen.org too. And for give the user the touch feedback, we provide touch images. And we also provide dim image too. So it's the example of the touch the button images. In SDK 2.1, there is main text, so we have some rule about the text. There is two main rule or text guiding. If you follow this guide, the texting will be harmonized with SDK 2.1. One is to use a positive tone. You cannot complete the request, or network failed. Instead of that, we use unable complete request, or network unavailable. And we do not criticize users' behavior or accuse the users. So we don't use you have reached the maximum number of folders. Instead of that, we use maximum number of folders reached. I explained about style of Tizen UX. And this is the main highlight of this presentation, Beijing interaction and vision. Tizen UX, Tizen platform support seven touch gestures, tap, double tap, long tap, swipe, flick, drag and drop, and pinch zoom in out. Tap is to select an item, and double tap to return to the level in zooming, default level in zooming, and long tap to open context specific options menu. In home screen, it can work as entering edit mode. The swiping to scroll the icon or call the quick menu. I'll explain about quick menu more detail next. And we also provide flick and drag and drop and zoom in out, pinch zoom in out. For view mode, as I explained, we provide the portrait and landscape mode, and we recommend to use a split view like this when you need. Split view can be used in email or mail or setting, something like that. Have two part. We recommend to use a split view in portrait mode. Here is the base application screen: header, body, and footer. And footer have three parts. I explain this more. Detailing. When navigate when navigation, you can navigate with a list body area, but we can use we can navigate with a header in tab area, where we also provide some button to navigate the other screens. And we use a back button to move to previous screen in footer. And here is a type of headers. Mm-hmm. The default header is the title itself, and we recommend to use all capital title because we don't have border with the title and body. So to give a separate feeling, we recommend to use all capital title. And we also provide a header with buttons like this. And we also provide tabs. And we also provide a tab with title. For footer, this is a basic footer. One main function, back key and more keys. We strongly recommend to use this footer. But if you can use two functions also, but we don't recommend to use this because our principle of UX design is focused UX. So again, I once said that we strongly recommend to use this footer. If there is no more, there is only one function, you don't need to provide more functions here. And we also provide the footer with segment too, but we don't recommend to use this because we already provide a tab in header. It's a type of list. We provide various list items like main text and subtext, or main text with icon, main text with on-off switch. Of course, you can use the icon and check button and with icons. And we also provide an expandable list looking like this. And we also provide group list like this. And we also provide title of group list looking like this. And we also provide an index list looking like this. Index can be the alphabet. It can be the status like lead or need and date. We recommend to use today, yesterday, and date in date in the index list. Of course, we also provide grid list like this. To entering edit mode for multi-selection, we recommend to go to the edit mode looking like this. And in multi-selection mode, we recommend to place the check button left side of list like this. And select all but right side of the title, right side of the header, look like this. And for edit single selection, we recommend use quick menu. Quick menu shows up when you sweep the one list. When you sweep the one list, quick list shows up like this. So we recommend use quick menu when you use a single selection edit, like delete one individual list. When you provide your application, I think you need to provide some application settings. It's an example of settings for internet and calendar. To make a setting application, we provide the status, on-off switches, help text, and various slides to UI control. Taizen provides several way of notification. Basic notification way is using status bar and notification tray. We also provide ticker information in top area. And we also provide pop-up notification in center area. And we also provide badge in tab or application in main home screen. In notification tray, we provide two types of notification. For ongoing task notification, we use list type notification. For event notification, we use box type notifications. In one event, we provide a app or event name here, and app icon, not button. App icon related with this notification shows on this here, and we provide the dismiss button here, and here will be the detailed information area. When there is more than two events, we provide the number of events in here and display the recent two event in here. In SDK 2.1, we provide a multi-window. To make multi-window, we recommend to use a title in here, and it should provide a close app and change to full window buttons in here. And please support resize and remove functions. So user can minimize the window and back to the full window version, And user can move the mini window tapping the title area. If there is no title area, the body area can be the uses as a move actions. And we recommend to provide the resizing in mini mode. And we already provide about all API in SDK 2.1. for multi-window. I talk too fast. Yeah. Here is some information about design library and other libraries. I already explained about header, footer, and body, but we also provide scroll, controls, text build, and slider, and picker for color picker, and time picker. And we also provide process, and pop-up, and such. All the UI components included in SDK 2.1. And next, in Continental 1 to 3, there will be some presentation about explain about how to develop native application using native UI components. And for GUI design, we provide GUI components like this, as a stencil types. And also we provide default icons like this. And we also provide a font, as I explained. As I explained, all of this library, you can download this library in Titan.org site. Yeah. Okay. You can provide all the guide, and I explained briefly, but detailed information will be in this site. It shows the coming soon, but it's already released, so you can find the UI guideline here. Okay, this is the end of my presentation. If you have any question, feel free.
So Steve Sanders, Pump One, we develop fitness apps. We've been doing it for about 8 years on iOS and on Android. So it's an impressive presentation. I'm starting now for the first time to get a sense of the design language that you guys are trying to express to differentiate yourself. And as a developer, it means a lot to me to ensure that my app fits into your ecosystem the right way. I think we've learned from experience that you go to Android, you do so on Roboto, you don't do it any other way, right? If you do, you don't fit with the user experience that they're trying to create and adapt to. It occurs to me that as a company, Samsung has an enormous amount of component skill. And I think about S Pen as an example. For our apps, we serve a lot of orthopedic surgeons, fitness professionals. They care about note-taking. And we've done work on the Galaxy Note. I'm curious, are there some UI controls that will emerge in writing that you're thinking about applying in Stylus? And also, just broadly, you have unique skills as a company in sensors. Right now, the controls you're showing me are very interesting, but they're basically similar to controls I've seen in other handsets. And I admire the work you've done on the S4 with hover, unique capabilities in that end. So we wonder about how you'll leverage your sensor abilities broadly in Stylus and in other areas and create some new UI that's very exciting to customers and differentiates your handsets. If that's something that's your intent, and if so, how it will be expressed.
Today's presentations for the basic UI guideline. So I explained about basics. So if you want specific UI, you can do that. But in this session, I explained about the SDK 2.1 UX and basic UX and UX guidelines. So I don't have the right to talk about the product side, but when you follow this guideline, you can make a very good UX product application harmonized with other applications. And, so we want to build an open platform with we'll have base. We can be the base of the platform. So we give only the basic functions in SDK. So I think there is no other function like a pencil or a sensor or something like that. I think your recommendation is very important. It's very impressive. So I talk it about back to the Titan tab, and I talk it about the next version. So thank you about that. Are there any other questions? Yeah.
UI libraries available in both native and HTML5, or one or the other?
You mean that all this guide supports native and HTML5?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. We provide native, all of the components, and most parts will be supported in HTML5 too. But for HTML5, for developers using HTML5, they don't use that content only, not only the Titan, but also the other platform. So we don't strongly recommend to use this guide. But if you give us a harmonized feeling with the other application, you can use this. But we don't push to use that. Yeah, HTML5. We also provide that.
You do also.
Yeah, partly. Yeah, not all, but we also provide some. But purely provide in native UI.
Hi,
hello, I'm Yuri Ushakov from Zenzo Technologies. A very simple question, maybe I've missed something. I see there are hardware buttons on this phone M0 device. Will they be supported or not?
Not.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just a sample problem. Yeah.
Hello, it's Martin Henley from NEC Casio. So we make products, and you introduced a few key screens, so the lock screen, home screen as examples. Also, you introduced some kind of notification system. I'd like to know, do we have the freedom to change that and redefine how that kind of gesture and structure works, or is that locked in? What kind of freedom do we have to change the sort of home platform experience?
Because I'm a UX designer, I cannot say about that, but it can be community problem. So I don't have right to answer in this
sessions. Right. Sorry about that. Yeah. But Taizen is open source. I think there will be many rooms to change, but I cannot say what we can change or what we cannot change now. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
Good afternoon. I'm Amy Von Kanel from Technology Coast Consulting. And first of all, congratulations on a successful conference. I know the next big topic that will be addressed is monetization. I noticed that you included notifications, and I just wanted to find out how are you encouraging developers to use notifications and other monetization elements in the development of their apps?
We basically provide all of this notification method, and we give the detailed information in the guidelines when you use a tick notification, when you use pop-up notifications, and all the notification method, notification way will be included in SDK 2.1, so you can use any of the notifications. But we have some guide when you use these notifications in guidelines. Excuse me? Again. Here. Here. Design guide. You said coming soon, but this is soon. Yeah. We already can see this guide. Yeah.
So I think your question was probably more related to store and how to make money out of the store. Yeah, so there's going to be a session that Hank Kim is going to be talking to in a couple of sessions time in Continental 5 and 6. That's probably a good place to ask that question.
Okay. Can I close my presentation? Okay, thank you very much.
And I'd just like to remind everyone, please go onto the application and fill out the session surveys. Your feedback is very important to us.